This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
The profession of healing has a long and honourable history. In earlier times, the healers did not have access to the vast range of potential treatments that we now have in the early 21st century. But one of the early herbal treatments, cranberry juice, is regaining its popularity as a low-risk method of treating urinary tract infections, otherwise known as UTIs. Yes, indeed, simple cranberry juice does have a place in preventing recurring UTIs. But, on the other hand, once you have an established infection, it can't do a lot. Now, your kidneys make urine at the rate of about 1 milliliter per minute. It builds up in your bladder, and once it reaches a few hundred millilitres, you begin to then feel the desire to urinate. The urine then passes through the urinary tract, which is a narrow pipe, to the outside world. This urinary tract pipe is only a few centimetres long in women, but it's a few times longer in men. This extra length in men makes it more difficult for bacteria to crawl in and set up home before they get flushed out. Unfortunately, this means that urinary tract infections, UTIs, are much more common in women than in men. In fact, most men will never have a UTI, but about half of women will have a UTI at some stage in their life. Unfortunately, about one-third of women who have a UTI will have a recurrence in the following year. There are two major risk groups in women. In women aged 25 to 29 years, sexual activity is a risk factor. And women aged over 55 years have lower levels of the hormone estrogen, which is protective against UTIs. There are many other factors that can increase your risk of getting a UTI. Diseases such as diabetes mellitus increase both the incidence of UTIs and the chance that they will be more complicated. Pregnancy, which is most certainly not a disease, is also a risk factor for UTIs. Kidney stones and spinal cord injury are also risk factors. Genetics are also involved. If one person in a family has UTIs, related women in that family then have an increased risk. In the USA, some 7 to 11 million women get antibacterials for their UTIs. And each year, UTIs cost the American community $1.6 billion in direct and indirect costs. Each year, UTIs in American university women result in 6.1 days of suffering the symptoms before the treatment begins to work, 2.4 days during which their daily activities are restricted, and 0.4 days of bed rest. The symptoms of a UTI are unpleasant. They include frequency, which is the desire to urinate far too often and usually producing only a small volume, and urgency, which is the sudden desire to urinate. Other symptoms include dysuria, which is pain on passing urine, hematuria, that's blood in the urine, nocturia, which is having to get up at night to pass urine when previously one did not have to, and fever and pain in the back or flanks. These later symptoms are more uncommon, and they're more serious. A microbiologist diagnoses a UTI by getting a clean catch of midstream urine, and then placing some urine on a culture plate and seeing if any bacteria grow. A diagnosis depends on having more than 100,000 bacteria per mil of urine, and a milliliter is roughly the volume of the tip of your little finger, including the fingernail. In a simple UTI, the bacteria live in the urethra, the pipe to the outside world, and in the urinary bladder. But in a more complicated situation, the bacteria can migrate upwards, even to the kidneys, and sometimes the kidneys can be damaged. The bacteria involved usually come from the bowel, so they are most often fecal bacteria, with the well-known E. coli being the culprit about 80 to 95% of the time. And women are about 30 to 50 times more likely to suffer UTIs than men, for a few reasons. One reason is that they have a very short distance between the rectum and the opening of the urethra. And another is that they have a very short length of urethra from its opening at the skin to the bladder. So next time, I'll talk more about treating urinary tract infections and the role of the humble cranberry.
What does it mean? Why is it so?